press did play a role in pursuing this, but he said, be very careful. This is on the borderline of McCarthyism. So, in addition to Proxmire. Now, there are some things that are developing on their own here, which we were just talking about there, that we feel we should just let sort of settle in here. Well, this whole thing about people now beginning to say, wait a minute, it's gone too far. It's gone too far. And First Lady's comment was that they're playing on the wires across the country. She said, everything's going to be all right. And it really was a soothing comment that moved out. It was a great quote. self-serving way. Could have done it at Camp David, manufactured it to fit into his own case. See, that's not true. That is not true. That is an incorrect statement to you. Lynn Garment, from the very beginning, Mr. President, has always said there can be no presidential papers given out.
Maybe it's the definition of papers.
Right.
I said to Bob, any papers prepared by a member of the White House staff at a meeting, of no statement on the president's meeting, are president's papers.
Of course. Right on writing now is not mine. Separate file that I keep mine in, which the day I leave goes right to the library. Absolutely. And if I ever want to, use them to put material of recollection. I came in here and Kissinger was coming back from the trip.
Oh.
And you were going up to Camp David, and I think Kissinger was coming in to Camp David.
For then it wasn't about the United
States. No,
I see.
In other words, that was the day Kissinger came back from one of his trips. Mm-hmm. He was going to meet you, and you said to go out and tell the press, about Kissinger's meeting. But your mind. Your thought process was on foreign policy. It was on the...
That's why I must, as
let me just say to you, sir,
I just don't remember.
In any of this stuff, I don't remember the many meetings that I have to go to. They're minuscule in terms
even
of what
you're doing. Office.
You don't recall all of those things from 3-4 years ago. There's no way to.
We don't recall. The president recalled the people that come in with
us. Oh, of course.
That's why the meeting would recall it. Because we didn't have the slightest idea, but the son of a bitch, when he came, didn't say anything. If he said anything, was it probably indicted the guys today? So what the crisis is going
on? Not a thing. Or he may have been, in terms of the thrust of his investigation, he could have even in the course of that
said none
of the White House people were involved, and you had total confidence in the fact that he was conducting an investigation. And secondly,
I'll say I did.
Sure. Well, I can say that too, and I have said it many times already, because he's referred to it.
Ron, for Christ's sakes, I would never have said no one in the White House was involved unless somebody had told me that. You know that. I asked Paul, and he said no, nobody was involved. And basically, you're looking, of course, to Paul from the basement when he said on me. You know, I asked, remember the line? We all said that, that no one in the White House was involved.
Sure.
That was our constant line. It was Dean's line. March 15th, Dean talked about March. He said, well, I'm going to draw the wagons around the White House, you remember, or something like that. That was the line.
Right.
Well, the Paul number. Because it was Mitchell. He said, well, that's really the honest to Christ truth. God damn it, he knows that. Well, this will pass.
Yes, sir.
This attempt to, I really think this attempt to drag that president down, is that he knew about this plan and prepared shit. I mean, cover up sort of, is that when you use the word participate and so forth, it isn't just, I mean, you don't need to worry about it. The knowledge you've got to lead out because of that, but it's a participate or authorized or so
or aware. See, in other words, awareness of a cover-up. Now, what does it mean? That means to me, and it means to any logical thinking person, that you were not aware of a process to cover up a story or a process to pay hush money. But that doesn't matter. March the 21st is when you began your investigation. Just like this other story.
I'm aware of that. March 21st, I was aware.
But not of Dean's involvement. You sensed his involvement.
No, that's right. I was aware of the fact that they wanted money.
That's right.
That's all.
But that's not participating in the cover-up.
No.
Now, just like this...
we discussed it. We discussed it. How are you going to get involved?
Well, but that was part of the... Now, the just like this matter in terms of the Ellsberg... burglary in the national security thing, this New York Times story yesterday. As I recall that, in other words, that you had asked not to have the information on national security go to the trial. As I recall that, that was raised with you. Not in specific terms of the Ellsberg burglary.
Absolutely.
But it was raised with you by Peterson, I think, in terms of providing information to the trial.
Specifically what happened was that they were questioning Hunt. And I said, in your questioning Hunt, you can go into anything that has to do with what I did. No problem there. I said, you cannot, he did conduct negotiations, he did conduct investigations on the Ellsberg, on the Pentagon Papers, at the Ellsberg. And I said, I did not say the burger at it. And his question was, any of that information furnished to the prosecution? Is it in the hands of the prosecution? And I said, no. As I understand it, if the investigation conducted by Hunt et al. Produced nothing. Now that is a total of the conversation. You ought to call Peterson.
I have a comment.
Because this is deep.
And then after that conversation,
Peterson, I'm confident.
Then after this conversation, you met with the Attorney General, who said that they felt this material had to go to the...
They for 10 days conducted their investigation. The Attorney General met with me, and he said, we have conducted an
I'm good. I don't even think I'll get into it. I just, if I'm asked a question at the briefing, I'm to say, gentlemen.
This trial's going on.
This trial's going on. I'm going to come.
Sir, well, I think you've got to say this trial is now on.
And don't draw any conclusions on the source stories.
Yeah, don't draw any conclusions on the source stories. But they say they have a source in the Justice Department that says that I said they could not go into the. And what is it the Times trying to say?
They're just trying to. It's not that big of a deal. They're just simply saying that at one point there's an indication that the president did not want national security matters to be discussed, which is
true. In this case,